We got so many comments on the program we did a couple weeks ago on opposite sex friendships that we decided to come and revisit it again today with part two on this topic. How you manage opposite sex friendships in the workplace and church and in other places can make or break your marriage, yourself, your own spirit, your own life. You know that. And today we're going to give you a lot of encouragement. If this is an area that you've struggled with or have fallen in, you're going to find that there's help, there's hope. But at the same time, protecting some people today from making a decision that can alter the course of their life in a negative way. We'd like to have you participate live on our comment line, our story line. The calls for today are those from part two of the program, which is our archives best of. And so we have those all set, but I'd love to hear your comments on how do you manage opposite sex friendships outside your marriage. And you can share it at 888-888-1717 and press number one, and that'll take you to our storyline, to our comment line today. Today is about help and about hope. You know, opposite sex friendships can create a real problem in your marriage. You know that. And Louise weighed in and wanted to share a thought to get us started on today's program.
It was at church, a man at church who started paying attention to me, and we were friends. His wife and my husband and all of us were friends, but his intentions were to use me while his wife was pregnant. I didn't know that. All I knew was that here was somebody who was paying more attention to me than my own husband. And very sadly, relationship went too far and ended up destroying both marriages. I think that couples, people that go into friendship thinking that it can stay that way, ignoring our natural desires, our natural attractions, that God made us this way. And that's exactly what happened to me. I fell prey to someone who was paying attention to me and wanted to show me his attention.
All right. Well, Louise, we hear the brokenness in your heart and how this can happen. And sorry, listeners, that was a little difficult to hear, but I think the heart of what she was saying is it didn't intend to start that way, but it happens, right? I think one of the reasons when we talk about in a relationship with somebody or having a friendship with someone or interacting with people at a more intimate level outside of your marriage can be a problem. This is where intentional living lands. I mean, the footsteps of intentional living land in these areas that can be landmines, you know, money and relationships and our health and finances and all these areas. And when we put our foot, as it were, and declare our intention in these important areas, it can be transformational. So what do you all think? That's really the question we've asked on this a couple of times over the last couple months here. What do you think and what it works and how to be intentional? How do you manage intentionally these relationships outside of marriage? 888-888-1717 is the number. Lorena is in Arizona. Hi. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you.
Good. What's your thought on this?
You know, I have been listening to so many honest stories and, you know, I agree with a lot of them as far as it being super dangerous mm-hmm. to involve yourself with someone of the opposite sex as a friend or whatever. And, you know, what comes to mind to me are the kids, especially if you're, you know, you're married like me for almost 20 years now. And I think, geez, you know, I know that we can potentially be hurtful to our partner. But at the end of the day, like the way I feel is, man, the people who really end up losing, like double whammy, are the children that are involved and that, you know, potentially can see and hear and it's just it's so scary. It's so scary because, you know, marriage is so delicate and I didn't realize that until I, you know, started in my 40s and how tough life can really get, you know, when you're married.
Now, has this been an issue in your marriage?
No, actually, I have been in a vulnerable situation where I could have possibly, you know, made this friend a little bit more. But, you know, God, I tell you what, he's saved me every time, you know, I have felt a need to go in which way, this direction or the other, that's not the right direction. But I had a friend who was married, same thing, 18 years, gorgeous family, well-mannered children, three little beautiful girls. And yeah, it from what I understood, her husband got emotionally involved with someone else, a mutual friend, and it just ripped that family into shreds, and it breaks my heart. And that spoke to me volumes. I come from a broken family myself, and I think that had a lot to do with, look, I don't want to start over. No one's going to love my children the way my husband loves my children. You know, they're still my friends. It breaks my heart to see they had such a good that I knew, you know.
And what happens, Lorena, is, and I've seen this over and over, it begins in little steps, in little baby steps. There's a need, and all of a sudden a kind word, and then maybe a little gift, and then, hey, let's have lunch, and then thank you, and there's reinforcement, and then it's innocent in the minds of people, and probably their intentions, right? Their intentions are that it's innocent, and then one thing leads to another until eventually it becomes a serious problem. All right, Lorena, thank you for sharing that. It can be super dangerous. In fact, Francis feels pretty strongly about this in New Mexico. Francis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Looks like you feel pretty strongly about this topic.
Oh, yes, I do. I just listened to a lot of the comments, and I am a testimony of one, which I know it's true, that if you have a relationship at work or phone, even now, Facebook, you know, it does affect you. Men and women, we sometimes get these compliments. We get all these nice things that we hear from them that we don't hear at home. And all of a sudden, somebody likes you. Wow.
Is that what happened to you, Francis?
Yes, it did.
There was a man who started to give you these compliments and things you weren't hearing at home?
Yes.
And what happened? And,
well, it happened that we would get together and go and have lunch, or they go get lunch and we'd eat together. And, you know, all of a sudden is these things, you're beautiful and da-da-da. And I, you know, so many compliments, so many nice things. And that's when our body, our spirit, our hearts are weak, we take it in. And that's how the enemy works.
What was the outcome for you? Was it something that you resolved, or did it damage or destroy your marriage?
Well, I think I let it happen because it was done to me by my ex-husband. And so I did it also, which doesn't work. Two mistakes don't.
Yeah, so it was almost like a payback, or I deserve this.
Yes, and I am divorced. I've been divorced since 1988. And alone, thank God. But yes, it does not work. I'm sorry if everybody gets offended or hurt, but there is no way that it is going to just be friendship.
All right, Francis, thank you. One woman's story, probably duplicated many times. What's your take on this? We're talking intentional living. I've got some very practical things in the book, Star for Affection, on how to guard yourself in relationships outside of marriage. And today we live in a world where, come on, we're working together, opposite sex in the workplace. We have that here in our own ministry. And it happens in churches, and you're in choir together, and if you're maybe in ministry together, lots of places that you're going to have interaction. So we have to manage this in a healthy way. And how do you do it? And that's really the question. Love to have you join in our storyline, comment line. Tell us your story. Ask a question. 888-888-1717.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands, hmm?
The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska will put you right in the middle of some of the most amazing examples of God's creation. And Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living, will help you focus on making God a priority in your life.
I love Randy Carlson. I learn a lot of stuff from him. A lot of laughs. He is so funny. Yes.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, when we're away from all the routine together on this cruise, we're going to be able to focus on God's intention for our lives.
Book your cabin for this once-in-a-lifetime getaway with Dr. Randy Carlson and special musical guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave.
The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You know, you've heard me talk about it, and maybe you've heard it on the radio as well, and I want to remind you that we're at the point where getting that cabin reserved is critical. Hope you'll do that if you've been waiting. We want to see you there. We want to be a part of the week of June 12th through 19th. Big Daddy Weave leading us in worship, and he'll be teaching some. I'm going to be teaching intentional living. Evan Carlson, our ministry president, will be sharing some as well, and our spouses will be there. We'll be having dinner together as a group and a community of believers, people who are, you know, really committed to wanting to live an intentional life in Christ, not a perfect life. People from different backgrounds and different parts of the country, but with a singular focus of loving God and wanting to serve Him. And that makes it all worthwhile. But mostly, 95% of the times could be you and your family, you and your spouse, enjoying the scenery, enjoying the inner passage, the glaciers, the stops, the sights, all the beautiful parts of a cruise and breathing that fresh air. So go ahead and get your cabin today. Can I encourage you to do that? And then come join us June 12th through 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's our web address, of course, and you'll see information there on the cruise under our events tab. Go to theintentionallife.com so you can be a part of the 2022 Cruise to Alaska, a great week of fun, encouragement with other believers from around the country. Get that cabin today. Is it okay to have a close friend of the opposite sex? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Close opposite sex friendships don't typically start out intending to cross that dangerous line, but the line is always nearby. And in Intentional Living, we encourage guardrails to be put in place to protect yourself and the relationship with your spouse and, frankly, your future. In my book, Star for Affection, we have a whole section on opposite sex friendships and some of the questions that we ask you to ask yourself to determine if it's an issue. Here's a few. Does your spouse know about the friendship? Do you think about that person when you're not together with that person? Are you closer in some ways to your friend than you are to your spouse? If you answer yes to any of those, it's too close. Be intentional.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Today, talking marriage, wow, this is one of those topics that really settles hard in the lives of some people. In fact, so much so that we spent a good part of the book, Star for Affection, talking about it. And that's the relationships that people have outside their marriage. I've read a lot of marriage books. I don't hear a lot talked about on this. But whenever we bring this up, the lines go crazy because it's a big issue. People have lots of opinions. We want to come back to what God's Word says, which clearly, He says, even flee the appearance of evil. So we can just put that out on the table. If there's even an appearance of evil, be careful of it. All right. There might not be any evil, but even the appearance is a big deal, according to God. So we'll put that out there. So you all want to comment on it. Let's continue. You have questions and comments. Let's go to Margaret. Well, welcome to the program, Margaret. What's your comment on this?
I've been on both sides, Dr. Randy. I was in a situation where I needed transportation to and from work. It was a necessity and convenience. And things started going south because we were alone more and more. Mm. This is a male coworker, mine. And what do you do when you, number one, like the car's not working, you don't drive, you have shift work, et cetera, or your kids are the contact and you're put alone? So that's one question. You basically can't avoid and you can't quit your work. The other side of it was I left my husband emotionally empty as far as his work was concerned because it was so foreign to me. I wasn't willing to take the time or effort to learn what was interesting to him. And along came a woman who very much wanted to shoot. She already shared that arena with him. And I accidentally picked up the phone to call someone and just was devastated. I think I stood there probably for 20 minutes, the phone after they'd hung up, realizing that I was about to lose my husband to this woman. Mm. Because she very, very clearly was interested in him. And I don't think he had a clue. But I had met her briefly. I arranged to meet her, and I confronted her, and she confessed to me, yeah, I find your husband very attractive. And I said, but he's taken. He's mine. And I said, you can't have him, but I'll pray with you. And she got up and left the table at that. She just got up and left.
Well, where's the state of your marriage today?
My husband passed away a few years back.
Oh.
We had been married about 10. My son was about 10 years old at this point with this woman. The first issue was when I was first at work and we were newly married. And I am actually the one that made alternate arrangements. So I wasn't with that person because I realized that this wasn't going to go as well if I proceeded.
So what I hear you saying, Margaret, in your case, you had issues with, you know, riding to work with a man, a coworker, and starting talking about life, and there were certain, you know, all of a sudden things maybe got beyond what it should have been, and your husband's needs are not being met. And listen, we're talking vulnerability here. This is what we're talking about. And one of the steps that we take, Margaret, and I think you're echoing this, if your marriage is not strong, you are particularly vulnerable. Let's use a really kind of earthy example. When you're hungry, I mean, when you're really hungry, you'll eat almost anything. I mean, come on, let's face it. That's when we're most vulnerable, when we're really hungry and we're driving down the road, or we think we're really hungry, come on. But you know what it is, and you're more likely just to stop and grab something that's not healthy for you. Then when you really stop and think about it and you're nourishing yourself and taking care of yourself and focusing on the right thing. And so when we leave our marriages particularly vulnerable are those moments when we're really not nourishing each other. And I would just say to you, if you're not nourishing each other in your marriage, you're being disobedient to Scripture. And you're going to pay a price for it. And so I just, as a brother in Christ, as a friend, as a leader of intentional living, I say this is a time to get intentional, and it begins by declaring your intention. And I hope maybe one person would hear the message. Today, I declare my intention to say enough of this, and I'm going to stand for what God wants for my marriage, and I'm going to do the next right one thing, and I'm going to figure out what pleases Christ and then do that thing, and I'm going to set aside some of my own desires and needs and wants, and hopefully together as a couple, we can work on our marriage and strengthen our marriage. But to cut off a relationship that's not healthy for you. All right. All right. Thank you, Margaret. Appreciate it. Let's go, let me see, to Georgia. Susan has a comment or question for us today. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's your question or comment?
Well, I don't even listen when this comes on. I'll change it to another station because I love music. But today...
Well, I'm glad you didn't do that today, Susan.
The Lord, it's a God thing today. This is have been happening in just 2 weeks. My high school sweetheart, you know, we've all, you know, you always have a place in your heart for them a little bit. And, we connected on Facebook, and I can talk to him, and he listens, and I can't talk to my husband. He'll say, well, why are you telling me that? I've been married for almost 43 years, and we dated a long time before we got married.
Did this man seek you out on social media,
No, we were high school.
Right, but I mean recently here. It sounds like you've been continuing to correspond.
No, we corresponded just, you know, a little bit.
So what kept you listening? Let me ask you this, Susan. You said, I turn it off, I go somewhere else. What caught your attention? Why did you stay tuned today? What's going on in your life about this that caused you to keep listening?
Because we're talking every day, and I'm married, and I have opposite sex friend that I enjoy talking to, but I know there's also feelings there.
Yeah. Does your husband know about this?
No. I mean, he would,
he wouldn't be happy. Yeah.
No, and I know that. Mm-hmm. And it's killing me because I consider myself a pretty religious person. I know this is wrong. But then again, you know, I feel it's right when I'm being treated like a lady and listened to and things that I don't get.
No, listen, Susan, there are a lot of people listening who said, I'm glad you didn't turn off the radio because you're just sharing your heart. I mean, this guy has touched that part of you that's not being touched by your husband. And it may not be physical. It could be for you totally emotional. It's a spirit, you know, your spirit's being encouraged, that part of the small s part of your spirit's being encouraged. Your emotions, you're feeling needed, you're feeling appreciated, and you go back and you have these remembrances of the, like you said, he was a childhood sweetheart. And one of the problems with childhood sweethearts, here's the problem I hear so often with people, is they're frozen in time. I mean, you didn't live for 43 years with the reality of that guy. And his life and his problems and his attitude and all the junk of his life, right? And so when you go back, remember someone you dated in high school or college, it's like frozen in time. It was young and youthful and beautiful and all the things that may be a part of that. But for 43 years, you're living in this marriage with a man, it sounds like for you, is not communicating and it's difficult for you. But here's the deal, Susan. Let me just say this. And I want to send you a copy of the book, Star for Affection, as a gift. And I want you to keep listening. I want you to turn the program off next time because every day we're going to have something for you like this. But here's the deal. You're the one that's going to ultimately hurt yourself. And so the fact that your spirit is saying, hey, this is wrong. I'm a follower of Christ. I need to go in a different direction. That is a big starting point. That's halfway around the bases to say, I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to be bold enough to say you're going to have to avoid or sidestep those emotional attachments with this man and cut off that relationship. Cut it off. Simply communicate, thank you, I appreciate communicating with you, but I'm going to work on my marriage, and I can't do that at the same time I'm communicating with you because you don't have enough for both. And then you need to really, I would encourage you to get some counseling with your pastor or counselor on how do I break through with my husband. The two of you have got to reconnect and to get into counseling together. You can't have three people in a marriage. You can't have three people in a relationship like this because the needs that you have are partly being met by this man, and that's keeping you from forcing or approaching the issues that have to take place with your husband. So, Susan, listen, I'm glad you're listening. I want you to hang on. Sally's going to pick up the phone. We're going to get your address, if you'll give it to us, and we'll send you the book, Star for Affection. There's a whole chapter in here. There's a whole section in this book that focuses on this, and I would encourage you to go and read it, study it, maybe be honest at some point in counseling with your husband about these needs not being met and your own vulnerability, and then ask God to do something in your life, okay? Sorry you're going through that. All right. Glad you're listening today, and I'm glad you stayed tuned. There's a tension. You know, I want to be focused on the miles, and that's a lot of what we focus on with intentional living, right? We want to focus on running those high beams and setting goals and destinations and accomplishments and mile markers. So there's something about then over now. There's something about what's going to be down that path, right, that we need to put some light on. But the tension is that we also have the moments in our life, times of mindfulness, and we're told to enjoy the detours and stopping the madness and getting off the merry-go-round, where we need to enjoy these moments. You know, the Intentional Living Ministry is a ministry of encouragement, of hope, of living an intentional life in Christ. And I just want to invite you, if you're not a part of this intentional living community, which is a group of people, single, married, young and old, who want to grow and learn in their lives, and every month are receiving the teaching from Intentional Living. It comes automatically by email, along with a video copy of the same teaching, plus an archive from our archives of teaching. And then, like this month, an additional resource for new members. And it's Miles and Moments of Life. You just heard an excerpt. The teaching is designed to encourage you, whatever you're facing in your marriage, like we're talking today, or maybe it's in your personal life, or maybe it's in your financial life. The Miles and Moments of Life, plus we're sending my best-selling book, Starved for Affection. It's a book designed to encourage you to understand that affection is the number one need of a woman, and respect for men, and how to make that work. And this book is filled with a lot of practical things to consider, biblical perspective and activities and things that you can do to build that relationship in your marriage. Can I ask you again, come and join me today. Be a part of the Intentional Living community. Your monthly support makes a difference. Can I challenge you for $1 a day, $30 a month? If that's not the amount for you, whatever it is that God lays on your heart, come and be a part of this. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, I got about a minute before we wrap up. I want to remind you, if you're today willing to say, you know, for the next 30 days, I'm going to make a commitment to really manage my opposite sex friendships in an entirely new way, a godly way, a more intentional way, and you're willing to just share that, to say, hey, that, pray for me, I'd love to send you our One Thing wristband to encourage you as you look at it every day as a reminder. And you can receive that information on how to get that when you call our story line, 888-888-1717. Tomorrow, for single moms and dads, if you're a single parent and you feel the stress and you're looking to de-stress, come and join me next time on Intentional Living, focusing help for single moms and dads. See you then.